Okay. Our text is 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 13. Our author is the Apostle Paul, now in captivity, now facing his last days in Rome. He writes to his protege, to Timothy, his son in the faith and son in their careers that they have shared together. He writes this perhaps last of his letters, charging Timothy to continue in all good things in Ephesus, where Paul has left him as a leader of the Christian community there. Here in his second letter to Timothy, Paul's words are indeed powerful here in chapter 2, where he continues to further that charge that he's meaning to leave Timothy with as his last days draw near. Verse 1. You then, Suun, my child, technon mu, be strengthened. En dunamu is an imperative. Let's see, present imperative, active, second person singular of en dunamao, be strengthened. Writes Paul, by the grace en te charite, that is, in Christ Jesus. The repetition of the definite article te here with first charite and then the prepositional phrase en Christo Jesu indicates that the final prepositional phrase there is functioning here adjectivally to modify the prior reference to grace. So a reasonable translation of the last part of verse 1 here would be by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2 begins with a pendant clause. And those things, kai, ha is the relative pronoun, neuter, plural, and here accusative. Ha introduces a relative clause, a pendant relative clause that's going to anticipate the identity of a subject that has been yet to be offered. So let's continue. And those things, kai ha, that you have heard, ekousas. Ekousas is just the aorist indicative of akouo, second person singular, active second person and singular. And those things that you have heard from me, par amu, in the presence of many witnesses, de a palon marturon, these things. So there should be there is a comma there between marturon and tauta. That's helpful. It marks off the pendant, kind of hanging first clause that's anticipating what comes next. What it anticipates is not the subject, but this form that comes next, tauta, these things. Is a form of houtos, neuter, plural, and accusative, because these things is actually the direct object of the verb form that follows, the aorist imperative middle of paratitheme. Parathu is then an imperative, second person singular. So, it's just imperative after imperative here in this text, with Paul instructing and charging Timothy to continue to fight the good fight in the service of Christ in the metropolis of Ephesus, where Paul has left him. He instructs Timothy to entrust these things, tauta parathu, to faithful men, pistois anthropois. So his job is to work closely with all the faithful in Ephesus, entrusting the things that Timothy has heard from Paul in the presence of many witnesses. These things Timothy is to entrust to all the faithful in Ephesus and wherever he may find the faithful. Entrust these things to faithful, to faithful men, or the faithful men, who, hoitenes, will be able, esontai, to teach didaxai, others, heterus, also, kai. So, hoitenes, hekanoi, esontai, kai, heterus, didaxai, who will be able to teach others also. So, you know, it's a matter of the deposit of the faith being transferred from Paul to Timothy to the faithful, and from the faithful still to even others. Verse 3, share in suffering. It's another imperative. Sun kako patheson is the imperative of sun kako patheo. Suffer with. I suffer with. Here, as an imperative, Paul instructs Timothy to share in suffering hos as a good soldier, kalos strateotes, of Jesus Christ, Christu Jesu. Verse 4. No one, udes. Then what we have here following udes is a participle followed by an indicative verb form. The participle that follows is a participle of stratuo in the middle. That's a verb with a meaning having to do with serving as a soldier. No one, udes, who serves as a soldier, the participle looks like it's functioning adjectivally here, so it's modifying udes. No one who serves as a soldier, stratuomenos, entangles or occupies himself, emplecetai, that's of the verb emplecomai, to occupy, I entangle. No one serving as a soldier entangles or occupies himself in the occupations or activities, tais pragmatai eis, and then in sandwiched in there between the definite article and the noun, in the occupations of, to, an everyday life, abitos, here to bi'u, so the phrase put together means in the activities or occupations of an everyday life. No, these kinds of soldiers occupy themselves very much with greater, higher and greater things. Hina follows, in order that, you know, why does the good soldier, the one who fights the faith, fights the good fight for the sake of the faith, why does he not allow himself to be distracted by the everyday occupations or activities of an everyday life, but instead focuses on these other things? He does this, hina, in order that, or so that, he might please arese, that's a form of the verb aresco, he might please the one who enlisted him, to stratolegesante. The verb here looks like it takes the dative. Verse 5. And if someone also competes, on de kai I'll say tis. So if and if eande someone tis also kai competes. All that's rather interesting. Here the Greek althe is a subjunctive form of athleo, kind of does an athletic thing. If someone also competes, he is not crowned ustrephanutai. Ustephanutai. That's of the verb stephanao. He is not crowned unless eanme he competes. Again, we're looking at a form of athleo there at the end. Unless eanme he competes. Athlese, rightfully, lawfully, or according to the rules, nomimos. So if you're going to be engaged in this sort of a venture, you know, fighting the good fight as a soldier or winning the race as an athlete in the faith, you don't achieve anything. You don't see the day of your being crowned for your efforts unless you complete things in a goodly fashion. Verse 6. It is necessary, day, for the one who works the land, ton kope onta get orgon. It's a little, the I has to jump around a bit. Let's back up again and say that again. It is necessary, day, for the one who works the land, it seems. Ta kapa on ta is of the verb kape a'o, I labor. And then get or gon is a form of the noun get or gos. The one who labors as a farmer or one who occupies himself with a labor of the land. It is necessary for the one who does such a thing, for the one who works the land, who labors to partake metalambanein first proton of the fruits. It is necessary for the one who works the land to partake first of the fruits. Think now. Noe, another imperative. Think on what I am saying. Noe ha lego. For the Lord, gar ha kirios, will give, dose, to you, soy, understanding, sunesin, in all things, and pasin. Verse 8, remember, again, imperative after imperative. Na'e is an imperative of na'e'o. Here, mne ma'nu'e is an imperative of mne ma'nu'o. Remember, he says, to Timothy, remember Jesus Christ, Jesun Christon, risen, egegermenon, the perfect passive participle here, might actually be intransitive. Then Paul is suggesting or referencing not the Jesus who was raised, but the Jesus who rose from the dead, ek nekron, of the seed of David, ek spermatos David, according to my gospel, kata to euangelion mu, in which, verse 9, en ho, or for which, en ho, you might consider translating it that way, I am suffering kakopatho, to the point of chains, mechre desmon, like a criminal, hos kakurgos. But the word of God, Allah ha logos to theu, has not been bound, or is not currently bound. In past, the dedetai is the perfect of deo, with focus upon result. We should be thinking of a past not having been bound, resulting in the present reality that the word of God is not bound. And so Paul concludes, the word of God is not bound. For this reason, verse 10, De'atuta, I endure all things, panta hypomeno, for the sake of the elect, de'atus eclectus, so that, hina, they also, kai autoi, may obtain salvation, soteriaos tuchosin. Tuchosin is the subjunctive form of tunchano, subjunctive because, of course, here Hina takes the subjunctive. Tunchano means I obtain, and the verb takes the genitive. So what we're looking at is a form of tunchano followed by tase, feminine singular and genitive, indicating there the offering of an adjectival qualification for the direct object, which is also in the genitive. Let's back up and do that again. So that, hina, they also, kai autoi, may obtain, tuchosin, the salvation, soteriaos, that is in Christ Jesus. Again, the definite article here appears before the prepositional phrase en Christo Jesu to indicate the adjectival use or the adjectival function of the prepositional phrase to modify soteriaos. So we're translating that the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, tes en Christo Jesu, with the glory, meta doxas, of the age to come, ionitu. Verse 11. The word or the saying, ha logos. Here a form of the copula is assumed. The word or the saying is faithful or trustworthy, pistos. We might kind of puzzle over where best to put the punctuation here, but perhaps a colon after the reference to faithfulness or trustworthiness is appropriate. The word, the saying, is faithful or trustworthy, colon. Then comes a gar. You know, sometimes gar can mean certainly, by all means, so, or then. Let's translate a gar, so, and see what happens. The word, the saying, is faithful, is trustworthy. So, if, that's our translation of gar, if, a, we have died with him, sun apethanomen, that's an aorist of the verb, sun apothnesko, sun apethanomen, we die with, and him is implied, if we die with him, kai, we also, kai, sudzeisomen, will, the future of sunzao, we will live with. Again, him is implied. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. Verse 12. If we endure a hypomenomen, we will also reign with him. Kai sumbazalusomen. If we deny him, actually the form here, what follows is in the future, because Paul is looking forward to the future prospect of, you know, some perhaps denying rather than enduring. So he casts this in the future, but we perhaps in our own vernacular don't often speak to such a possibility in the future tense. So many of the versions will translate this in the present rather than in the future. If we deny him, that one, kakenos, will also, kai and kakenos is the combination of kai and ekenos. That one, ekenos, will also, kai, arnesetai, deny us, hemas. Verse 13. If we act, or we are without faith, act or are without faith, a apistumen, he remains, he, or that one, ekenos, remains faithful, pistos mene, for he, gar, for gar, he is not able, dunatai, u dunatai, to deny arnesastai himself, heauton. Well, the words are indeed powerful, suggestive, indicative of the experience of both Paul and Timothy. Both Paul and Timothy have resided in Ephesus for an extended period of time. Timothy continues to do so. The challenges are great as each is made to stand before Rome, to make the good confession, to fight the good fight, to run the race well, and all such things. Paul and Timothy are fully acquainted with what it's been, how it's been, and what it's going to be like in the future. Paul, therefore, with this parting letter of his, spends considerable time exhorting Timothy to what they've continued steadfast endurance of all of these challenges, in the face of all of these challenges. Paul does the good work, even in his last days, of leaving Timothy with this encouragement to continued steadfastness in the hope of that future time when all of our good labors will result in that final good reward that is ours, and that is ours now and will be ours in eternity when Christ comes again to judge the living and the dead. So these good things, Paul leaves Timothy, these good things also provide us with words of encouragement that we might share with the present-day people of God, who also have much to reckon with in their own lives on a daily basis, in a world and in a culture that isn't always as friendly as we might hope for it to be to those who hold to the confession of Christ. So I think I would suggest that there is a great and good opportunity for us to bring words of this kind to the people of God today, encouraging them in the midst of their daily struggles too, to understand the great value of fighting the good fight and running the good race. So with that, we'll close for this time.